James Frank Katera started weaving the twine ball outside of his home in Highland in 1979. He said it was a way to stay sober. Soon enough, people started to take notice, including his former neighbor, Terry Nelson.
Oh yeah, he was out there every day.
The ball grew to 24,100 pounds. Nelson says Katera would always come outside to talk to people who visited his creation.
Because he would want to tell you about the twine ball.
When Katera died last year, Nelson helped raise money to move the ball to a new home so his legacy could live on. Rose Graves is his sister.
He would be glad that people will now have the opportunity to continue to come and look at it, even though it won't grow anymore.
The ball was lifted by a tow truck and moved to the new open-air shelter next to the Highland Town Hall. It's now open for visitors. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.